Hey, good morning to you. Thank you so much for listening to the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. The number to call in is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I want to know, where'd you get lost at? Because I'm sure we'd run into a situation like this where we've got separated, maybe not lost, but separated from someone or a group of people we're with. This happened to a boyfriend and a girlfriend. A woman took to social media after losing her boyfriend at Disney World in Orlando. The couple was at Epcot when they got separated. That's when she turned to a special group for Disney annual pass holders on Facebook after their cell phone battery died. I guess they knew a lot about this, and they're like, I'm going to hop on there. She posted a photo of the two and asked users to help find her boyfriend. The post got over 1,300 comments within 2 hours, so people were going really hyperactive on this thing. He was finally found standing in line for the Frozen boat ride attraction.
I like him.
Just minutes before the park closed and 3 hours after he went missing. Yeah. I mean, do they have alcohol there? I know some of them they do.
They do now, I think, in Magic Kingdom for the first time ever, only in certain spots.
They do in Epcot.
See, then that's where I would be. I'm like, okay, my phone's dead. I'm like, well, we know we have to meet back wherever, somewhere later at that night. We'll get there as long as I got money. I would just do that. Because without your phone anymore, like, how do you do that? You're going to do a group page like,
hi, we're looking for Joe's girlfriend here at Epcot. Can you please come to the teacup ride?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's the only thing you could do. Like, I'm surprised he didn't go to a worker and ask if they could page.
Do you really, though, as an adult, want to have to be paged or page somebody? Oh. I get like a kid, but as an adult man or woman, that'd be so embarrassing.
I have no shame. No shame at all. Honestly, if it wasn't for my cell phone, do you know how many times I would have lost so many friends and how many times I would have been lost from my friends?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like any kind of drinking situation, that happens. But luckily, our phones are charged because we kind of know better.
Now, to
We're
be clear,
prepared
this,
for it.
To be clear, this was not a drinking situation. I'm just saying that's what I would do in the situation.
No, I know this isn't a drinking situation, but I'm saying anytime there is. I mean, I lose people all the time. Like, I still, when I go to the grocery store with my mom, I'm like, Mom, like looking for her because I get separated from her somehow.
Is that why she just, like, picks the one with a little, you know, like, little caged in area where you can like be pushed around in the front and her she can just push you around the store
in the little car?
Yeah, like, oh, Olivia, hop in there.
I don't understand why in this day and age why someone wouldn't have a phone charger on them, especially if you're like doing an amusement park or whatever, or a portable charger that like hooks onto your phone.
Do you want to carry all that something like that? Do you really want to? Okay, that makes sense, but do you want to carry that with you all day throughout the park?
Usually you have a little backpack or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime I'm going pretty much anywhere, I always have my wallet, my phone, and my charger. I'll bring my charger before I even bring my keys.
I mean, that was just amateur hour. And why are you separating anyway?
Well, I mean, it's easy to get separated. Like, hey, I'm going to go to the bathroom and you lose sight of somebody.
Yeah, you can't ever do that. Whenever I have a boyfriend, like, I never let them go do something like that unless they're standing right outside the bathroom with me so that I don't lose them.
Yeah, is that why you put on, like, the Find My iPhone or track them, too, so you know where they're at all times?
Also that, yeah. Why didn't they have their location on?
Well,
although, I guess it wouldn't work.
Phone's dead.
He's going to look at
it. Can you do Find My iPhone even if your phone's dead?
I don't think you can. I mean, maybe you can search for it.
One time I lost my phone on 4th of July in college, and I tried to do Find My iPhone, and it didn't work. I think my phone was dead or maybe shattered somewhere.
He just needed to let go of his pride and go ask a worker to help him.
I think he did the right thing and went for the Frozen ride personally, but to each their own. 833-JOE-ALEX. Where were you separated at? Did you have something like that? Because back in the day, I don't know how the heck people would have survived. I would have been dead.